Welcome in. This is the Urban Echo Intro Build Lab for Ableton Lev 12, Advanced Level. We're building that classic jungle, old school DNB intro energy, distant breaks, dubby echo throws, pitch dives, tapish warble, and then that moment where everything snaps tight and the drop lands like a concrete slab. The key idea is this: you're not just automating effects, you're building a playable intro instrument. One macro panel, performance mindset. Think DJ mixer, not synth. Far to near, slow to fast, clean to ruined, wide to narrow. And the whole thing is designed so you can ride it without accidentally detonating feedback and wrecking your headroom. Set your tempo first. Anywhere from 165 to 174 is fair game, but let's park it at 170 BPM so the groove feels right for jungle edits. Now pick your source. This works great on a chopped amen or any classic break loop, but it also works on a restab loop, a vocal texture, even a pad that you want to echo into the drop. For the slab, imagine it's a break. Here's a workflow tip that's going to keep your drops hitting hard. Separate your intro treatment from your actual drop drums. We're going to make a dedicated bus for the cinematic dub treatment, and we'll keep the dry, punchy drums for the drop in their own clean lane. So create an audio track called Intro Bus. Route your break track output into Intro Bus. Or if you've grouped multiple intro elements, process the group. The point is, the intro effects live on the bus, not baked into your main drum chain. Now, on Intro Bus, drop an audio effect rack. Open chain view. We're going to build three chains. Chain 1 is DRY. This is your anchor. It's what truth sounds like when you arrive at the drop. Chain 2 is DUB echo. This is the throw. This is the thing you ride. Chain 3 is lo-fi distance. This is the fog, the alleyway, the hurt it from the street outside the rave chain. Let's build the DRY chain first. Keep it mostly clean. Add EQ8. High pass around 30 HC. Steep slope. Just to stop nonsense sub buildup. If your break is boxy, do a tiny dip, like 2 dB around 300 to 450. Nothing dramatic, just unmodding. Then add drum bus. Subtle. Drive somewhere around 2 to 6. Boom maybe 0 to 10% depending on the material, but don't force low end if the break doesn't want it. Transients, optional. Plus 5 to plus 15 if you need it to speak. This chain is what your intro is going to snap back to. Now the DUB echo chain. Order matters here. Start with auto filter. Low pass 24 dB slope. Set the frequency somewhere between 2 and 5 kHz to start. Resonance around 0.25 to 0.45. And then, crucially, add some drive. 3 to 8 dB. That drive is part of the tension. It makes the sweep feel like it's pushing into a limiter, even when it's not. After that, add echo. Sync on. Start at a quarter note. Feedback somewhere in the 35 to 65% region to begin with. Inside echo, use the filter section. High pass at 200 to 400 Hz so the repeats. Don't smear your low end. Low pass maybe 3 to 7 kHz so it's dubby and not fizzy. If Live 12 echo character options are available in your setup, you can nudge noise or wobble tastefully. Just remember, tastefully. We want warehouse tape, not broken plugin demo. Add a little saturation inside echo, like 10 to 25%, so the repeats feel printed. Then add a saturator after echo. Analog clip mode. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Optionally turn color on and aim the color frequency around 2 to 4 kHz if your repeats need presence. Then add utility. Set width around 120 to 160%, but don't get greedy. And turn on bass mono, around 120 Hz. So the wet chain can be wide without destabilizing the low end. Now the lo-fi distance chain, the fog. This is where we make the break feel far away, degraded, roomy, moving. Start with EQ8, high pass 80 to 140 Hz, and low pass it hard, like 1.5 to 4 kHz. Start muffled, we'll open it later. Add redux, downsample somewhere between 2 and 8 kHz depending on how gnarly you want it, and bit reduction around 8 to 12 bits. Softening low, like 0 to 3. The goal isn't to obliterate the break. It's to make it feel like it's coming through a cheap system, or resampled off a tape. Then add reverb. Size 40 to 80. Decay 2.5 to 6 seconds, and pre-delay 15 to 35 milliseconds so the transient still reads. Low cut 200 to 400 Hz. High cut 4 to 8 kHz. And dry slash wet somewhere like 15 to 35%. If you crank reverb without filtering, you get soup. We want atmosphere with control. Then add auto pan for slow movement. Rate half note or one bar. Amount 15 to 30%. Phase 120 to 180 for width, but not so much that it feels seasick. This is subtle motion that makes the fog feel alive. All right, the rack is built. Now we turn it into a performance panel. Hit map and the rack. We'll do 8 macros. And I want you thinking like this. Each macro has a job, and each macro has a safe range. In Live 12, use the Macro Mappings browser and tighten your min and max. Make the first 30 to 40% of the knob travel subtle. Jungle builds feel better when you can ride a control and it doesn't instantly go full chaos. Macro 1 is your big one. Distance to present. This is basically your DJ blend from Fobby, dubby distance into crisp, upfront drums. Map chain volumes, or chain selector if you prefer. Volume mapping is easy and smooth if you keep your ranges sane. For the fog chain, set it so when the macro is low, fog is loud, and when the macro goes high, fog tucks back. So maybe fog goes from minus infinity up to about minus 6 dB in the low region, then fades away as you turn toward present. For the dub echo chain, similar idea, it comes in more in the low to mid area, then backs off, maybe minus infinity to minus 8 dB as a working target. For the dry chain, do the opposite. Start it lower, like minus 18, and ramp to 0 dB at the top. The magic is in the curve. First half of the macro is mostly fog and echo. Last third the dry ramps fast. That's the pull into the drop sensation. Macro 2 is echo time. Map echo time, synced. Range from a quarter note on the low end to a 16th on the high end. That's your build accelerator. That classic rinse. Macro 3 is echo feedback, but with safety rails. Map echo feedback from about 25% up to maybe 80%. Don't go to 95 unless you love panic. And then map echo dry slash wet at the same time, like 10% up to maybe 45%. That way, when you push feedback, you're not accidentally turning your entire mix into a runaway delay cloud. If you want to go even safer, you can also map echo output down slightly as feedback rises, or throw a limiter at the end of the wet chain only, with a gentle ceiling like minus 1 dB. Key point. Limiter on wet only, not on dry. Let the dry drums stay punchy. Macro 4 is filter sweep plus drive. This is your opening up the room. Map auto filter frequency on the dub echo chain from around 800 Hz up to 12 kHz. Map its drive from 2 dB up to 10 dB. And optionally, also map the fob chain's low pass opening, like 2 kHz up to 10 kHz, so the fog gets brighter as the build progresses. Macro 5 is wash. Map reverb dry slash wet on the fog chain from 10 to 45. Map reverb decay from 2.5 seconds up to maybe 7 seconds. And map the dub echo chain width from about 110 up to 170%. Use this like seasoning. Jungle intros love space, but your drop wants clarity. Macro 6 is crunch. Map redux downsample from 8 kHz down to 2 kHz as you turn it up, so it gets nastier. Map bits from 12 down to 8. And map the dub chain saturator drive from 2 dB up to 8 dB. This is your pirate radio VHS alleyway texture. Macro 7 is the big moment. Drop slam. This is your reset button. It kills the wash, tightens the stereo, and snaps the transients back. Map reverb dry slash wet from 45 down to 0. Map echo dry slash wet from 45 down to around 0 to 10. Map echo feedback from the higher region, like 60 to 80, down to about 20. Map width from around 150 down to 100. And optionally map drum bus transients on the dry chain from 0 up to plus 15 so the hit comes back with authority. This macro is why your build can get wild without ruining the landing. Automated to slam down in the last 8th note to last quarter note before the drop. Macro 8 is optional, but massive. Pitch dive or tape sync. And I want you doing this on the source break track, not on the bus, because pitching an entire effects return can get weird fast. Option A is clean. Automate clip transpose. Over the last bar, go from 0 down to minus 3 or minus 5 semitones, then snap back to 0 exactly on the drop. Option B is gritty. Use shifter in pitch mode. Automate a small dip, and keep dry slash wet low, like 0 to 25% for warble. Map shifter dry slash wet or pitch to macro 8. Now let's arrange this like a proven jungle intro build. 8 to 16 bars. At 170, you've got time to tell a story, but don't waste it. Bars 1 to 4. Establish distance. Keep macro 1 low, like 0 to 20%. Macro 5. Wash, maybe 30 to 45. Echo time at a quarter note. And do occasional throws by briefly pushing macro 3. Feedback, then pulling it back. Think of those throws as punctuation, not a constant bath. Bars 5 to 8. Introduce movement and grit. Slowly raise macro 4, the filter sweep. Bring in macro 6 crunch just a bit. And start nudging macro 2 echo time toward 8th notes. Bars 9 to 12. Accelerate. Echo time moves from 8th to 16th. Feedback goes up, but stay within your safe zone. Macro 1 climbs towards 60 to 80%, so the break feels closer, more present. Bars 13 to 16, pre-drop tension and slam. Last two bars, macro 1 goes 80 to 100. Last bar, do your pitch dive if you're using it. And then last quarter bar, hit macro 7 drop slam hard. The drop hits with the dry chain dominant, and the wet tails cleared out of the way. Now, let's add a few edit style moves that scream proper DNB intro. First, the 1 beat echo freeze. For literally 1 beat, push feedback up so the repeats lock in, then bring it back down so it resolves clean. This is where your safety mapping matters. You want drama without runaway. Second, reverse reverb pull. Duplicate a snare hit, reverse it, drown it in reverb, resample it, reverse it back, and place it right before the drop. That inhale effect is old as time and still works every single time. Third, break micro stutters. Put beat repeat on the break track, not the bus. Interval 1 bar, grid 16th, chance 10 to 25, gate 60 to 90, small variation, and don't leave it on. Automate on for 1 or 2 moments only. One little stutter can sound like a master edit. 10 stutters sound like you lost control of a session. Let's talk common mistakes before you go further. If your echoes flood the sub, that's not deep, that's just messy. Fix it with echoes high pass at 200 to 400 HC, and utility bass mono under 120. If you overwiden the intro, your drop will feel smaller. Wide is a trick you use in the build, and then you reset to roughly 100% at the drop. Macro 7 handles that. If your reverb decay is too long, the drop won't hit. Automate the reverb down in the last quarter bar. Again, macro 7. If you mapped everything to full range, you built a disaster, not an instrument. Tight ranges. Safe zones. The jungle energy comes from controlled movement.